This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
So today, Dean Smith's bill to legalise marriage equality has passed the first round of Senate hearings, and which means amendments have been put forward and two have already been struck down.
The Senate had an extra 2 hours of debate today to discuss the bill, and that was thanks to a motion that was put forward yesterday by Victorian Senator Darren Hinch.
The Senate has recently passed the first reading for the bill to legalise marriage equality after you actually passed a motion yesterday to increase question time or to increase Senate hearing time. Is that right?
I made the motion. I got support from the Labor Party and the Greens. So we agreed to bring it forward 2 hours this morning to 10:30 start. And then the government, we had the numbers, so the government agreed with it. But the thing was, I was just trying to push it as fast as we can. Let all speakers have their say. That's fine. I did mine a couple of weeks ago when the Senate first started this. And I was one of the co-sponsors of the bills with Dean Smith.
Right.
But to get it... And the good thing is now we're now in committee, so it's gone through all the speakers, and now it goes into committee, and the amendments have started to move through. I'll be opposing most of the amendments. The bill that Dean Smith put up came out of a committee hearing, and a lot of very extensive thing, been worked on very hard by a lot of people, and said all these other amendments can be pushed away, and we've now got Philip Ruddock's going to be looking at some inquiry into it in February. That's the place for it to be, and I'm glad that James Patterson pulled his bill in the end. But they're still trying to get it through in a disguised form as amendments. So I'm saying no. This is a bill. This is what the people of Australia voted for.
Absolutely.
And so that's what's going to be. So I think we'll it'll be through tomorrow. I don't think we'll be going to sit until 5 o'clock Friday morning as people predicted. I think by about 9, 10, 11 o'clock tomorrow night it will be done.
It's a pretty hopefully optimistic prediction by Senator Darren Hinch, and that's part of a longer interview that we'll play again soon. But first, there have been a number of speeches over the last few weeks from supporters and opponents for marriage equality in the Senate that have ranged from very moving to a bit mystifying, really.
The substantial no vote at 38.4% cannot be arrogantly dismissed as of no consequence. It is, in fact, 3 to 4 times the Green vote. To assert, because the no vote lost, that its voice should be obliterated from the public discourse is a display of ugly hubris. The Parliament has an opportunity to deliver for the yes voter by changing the definition of marriage and the no voter by alleviating and ameliorating some of their very valid concerns. No voters are good, decent Australians. They voted for fairness and love, amongst other things, just as much as yes voters. To deliberately alienate 38% of your population is never wise.
That was Liberal Senator Erica Bitts. He got me lost, actually, in a bit of his speech yesterday speaking in the Senate. Now, Labor has now confirmed that it will oppose all amendments to the Dean Smith bill. And the Greens have also promised to block any attempt to expand the reach of existing discrimination laws. So that's good news. Two amendments to Dean Smith's bill were posted this afternoon, and they were both defeated in the Senate this afternoon. One of those would have protected civil celebrants for conscientiously objecting to same-sex marriage and without needing a religious reason. And the second amendment was an odd one that sought to create a separate category for man-women marriage and also a two-person marriage, so different types of marriage depending on what your gender was. Those were both defeated, 41 against 224 in favour.
So quite sound. We're now going to play a selection of some of the key moments from the Senate hearing so far. So we're going to hear from Green Senator Hanson Young, One Nation Senator Hanson, and the Attorney General Brandis.
When Bob retired in 2012, I said to him, "Bob, I'm really sorry that we haven't been able to reverse that awful law before your time was up." So today,
that's a dramatic pause.
Today, I stand here with my Greens colleagues finishing the job that Bob Brown started boy, this parliament has come such a long way. 20 bills in this parliament have been introduced to reverse this awful law.
My concern is that in time to come, the parliament and its members could at any time change to include multiple marriages or marriages of people under a certain age, and I don't believe that will be the will of the people.
These late spring and early summer days of 2017 will always be remembered as a time when the Parliament heeded the wishes of the overwhelming majority of Australians that ours should be a society defined by greater decency, truer equality, more complete freedom. The full legal equality of gay people will at last have been recognised. Marriage equality will be a reality by Christmas. By passing this bill, we are saying to those vulnerable young people, there is nothing wrong with you. You are not unusual. You are not abnormal. You are just you. There is nothing to be embarrassed about. There is nothing to be ashamed of. There is nothing to hide. You are a normal person, and like every other normal person, you have a need to love. How you love is how God made you. Whom you love is for you to decide and others to respect.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.